The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Who gets up this early?
Huh? Anybody? Guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
I just think it's gonna be a good day.
Guess what day it is?
You asked for it, and you got it. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, live from the True Air Technologies studio on 94.5 The Answer.
President Donald Trump told supporters at a rally in Sunrise, Florida last night that he's not going to allow the radical left to change the name of Thanksgiving. The president, of course, recently switched his residency from New York to Florida, claimed it as his homecoming rally, that the left wants to change the name of the upcoming holiday to something different. He equated this to the recent war on Christmas that we've experienced over the past few years, too. Cut number six in Florida.
As we gather together for Thanksgiving, you know, some people want to change the name Thanksgiving. They don't want to use the term Thanksgiving. And that was true also with Christmas, but now everybody's using Christmas again. Remember I said that?
President Donald Trump at his homecoming rally in Florida yesterday. We'll get back to that in just a few minutes. As members of Congress leave Capitol Hill for the Thanksgiving break, the House Judiciary Committee is set to take over the impeachment probe of the president, scheduling a meeting for December the 4th of next week. The hearing will be on the question of high crimes and misdemeanors set out in the Constitution. It'll feature legal experts who will examine the constitutional grounds for impeachment. This according to Democrat aides who have discussed the schedule on condition of anonymity, of course. The judiciary hearing will come as the House Intelligence Committee wrap things up. They're expected to submit a report compiling the evidence of the committee's probe on the president's dealing with Ukraine, as you know. We've suffered through this intelligence panel's 2 weeks of impeachment hearings this month examining what they say is the president's repeated request for Ukraine to investigate Democrats as the U.S. withheld military. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump took part in the annual pardoning of the Thanksgiving turkeys yesterday at the White House.
As we gather this week with loved ones across our beautiful land, we give thanks to God for the many gifts that He has bestowed upon us. Today we also come together to honor the beautiful feathered friend, the noble turkey. And that's a beauty. It's said that Abraham Lincoln was the first president to spare a Thanksgiving turkey at the request of his son. In 1947, President Harry Truman accepted the first annual national Thanksgiving turkey. In the decades that followed, presidents from Kennedy to Reagan would show mercy. See? Wow, that's a strong bird. To their birds. But it was George H.W. Bush who first issued an official pardon. In keeping with that tradition, today I will issue a pardon to a pair of very handsome birds, Butter and his alternate Bread.
President Donald Trump making it official that Bread and Butter, two turkeys from North Carolina, by the way, sparing them from becoming somebody's Thanksgiving meal tomorrow. Couldn't resist using the traditional Rose Garden ceremony to take a few shots at Adam Schiff. President wisecracked that the birds already had been summoned to appear for the House Intelligence Committee chairman's inquiry.
Thankfully, Bread and Butter have been specially raised by the Jacksons to remain calm under any condition, which will be very important because they've already received subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday.
It's true.
Hundreds of people have. It seems the Democrats are accusing me of being too soft on turkey. But bread and butter, I should note that unlike previous witnesses, you and I have actually met. It's very unusual. Very unusual. In any event, I expect this pardon will be a very popular one with the media. After all, turkeys are closely related to vultures.
President Donald Trump yesterday in the Rose Garden. Of course, Adam Schiff headed home to California for Thanksgiving, wrapped up his 2 weeks of hearings in the impeachment inquiry, and reportedly now working on a report to send to the House Judiciary Committee. Testimony, of course, featuring the claims that there was top White House officials that were withholding aid to the Ukraine. Witnesses also acknowledged that they either did not hear such a condition from Trump or hadn't even met Trump, as he sort of joked with the turkey's bread and butter. For good measure, he also took a swipe at the media, said, "I expect the pardon will be popular with the media. After all, turkeys are closely related to vultures," you heard him say. The two turkeys, bread and butter, traveled to Washington from North Carolina, spent their time in the Capitol at the Willard Intercontinental Hotel. That's some pretty fancy digs there. With the act of clemency by the president, they'll now live out their final days at Virginia Tech. One of my favorite U.S. Senators, John Kennedy from Louisiana, sort of walked back some comments that he'd made on Sunday supporting the debunked theory that Ukraine hacked the Democrat National Committee server in 2016, acknowledging that all the evidence points to Russia as the culprit.
I did an interview yesterday with Chris Wallace, mm-hmm. damn good reporter.
Mm-hmm.
I was answering one of his questions, and he interjected a statement and asked me to react to it. What I heard Chris say was he made the statement that only Russia had tried to interfere in the election. And I answered the question. That's not what he said. I went back and looked at the transcript. He said only Russia tried to hack the DNC computer. Now, Chris is right. I was wrong. The only evidence I have, and I think it's overwhelming, is that it was Russia who tried to hack the DNC computer.
That's what the consensus is.
I've seen no indication that Ukraine tried to do it.
Senator Kennedy says that he misheard the question from Fox News anchor Chris Wallace on Sunday evening after Wallace had asked whether he believed Russia was responsible for the 2016 hack. Wallace noted that the U.S. intelligence community has overwhelmingly concluded that Russia and not Ukraine hacked the DNC server. Kennedy responded to that, saying it could also be Ukraine, and added that, "I don't know, nor do you, nor do any of us." Kennedy told CNN anchor Chris Cuomo on Monday evening that he misunderstood Mr. Wallace's question, saying that he thought Wallace had asked whether Russia was the only actor to interfere in 2016. There's been much speculation on what former President Barack Obama thinks about the crowded field of candidates in the 2020 Democrat presidential primary. We're learning a little more about that, according to a new report that sheds light on Obama's personal views of the jam-packed primary field and getting bigger as, of course, former mayor of New York Michael Bloomberg joined that field this week. Former president once warned that he would intervene to stop Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont from winning the Democrat presidential nomination. Mr. Obama has largely stayed on the sidelines. We got a donation there. Thank you. Of course, if we sound a little different this morning, because we are at Tommy's Ham House. Special show today as we broadcast from the Ham House here at 214 Rutherford Street in Greenville as we officially start counting down the number of giving days till Christmas. You're invited to support Love's Army by donating to the Salvation Army Red Kettle Campaign. Do so now. Go to TeamHudson.org, TeamHudson.org. Give generously, as we're going to be spending a little time this morning talking about what the Salvation Army does in our community. It's just a great way to fight for good during this Christmas season, because the Salvation Army serves over 23 million people across the nation each year, and through the generosity of people like you and people who are going to be coming into Tommy's Ham House this morning, they are able to provide vital services including shelter, meals, and holiday assistance. And best of all, this money stays right here in the upstate of South Carolina. $100 helps feed a family of four for 3 days. $150 helps provide meals to 60 children in need, and $250 covers two nights of shelter for a family of four. So please join the fight for good. Go to teamhudson.org today. Do it now. Donate today. Or you can text GIVE, just the word GIVE, to our Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405, and I'll send you a quick link so that you can give generously to $25, $50, $100, whatever is comfortable for you. Love has an army. It's a Salvation Army. Together we can continue doing the most good. Welcome in on this special edition, this day before Thanksgiving. We're going to talk about some things like how do you cook your turkey? do you deep fry it? Roast it? Maybe smoke it? Tommy, when I come over to your house tomorrow, Tommy, how are you going to prepare that turkey?
Well, now that you ask, I tend to put it in the oven, roast it like everybody else, but I stuff a lot of butter under the skin, a little bit of oil on top, some olive oil with some seasoned salt, some garlic powder, some black pepper, and then I put a lot of carrots and bell peppers and onions and potatoes inside.
All right. Yum, yum. And what time do I need to be there?
You can come over anytime. We start early and go late.
So how do you cook your turkey? Do you deep fry it, oven roast it? Maybe smoke it in a big green egg? And by the way, what's your rule on political talk at the table this year? You know, we've had some pretty interesting moments this year. Things get a little excited as we talk politics with our friends. Are you going to allow political talk at the turkey table this year? I have some tips on how to handle that talk. Maybe you allow it, maybe you don't. Maybe we should just ban all politics from the Thanksgiving dinner table. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you along. Up next, we're going to talk a little about the Salvation Army. Major Andy Kelly with the Salvation Army in Greenville is going to be joining me. It's 617 here on 94.5 The Answer. Be sure and visit our website, 945theanswer.com. While you're there, become an Answer Insider. Just click on the banner and register, and you'll get a heads up on things like the Greenworks products that we are giving away. We'll be giving away a Greenworks blower sometime this morning for someone who makes a very generous donation to the Salvation Army. Go to teamhudson.org, teamhudson.org. Give generously. Got a lot of people going to be stopping by sometime throughout the morning. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt will be joining us, State Senator Dwight Loftus, Brian Stearns from Greenworks. Who knows, maybe Brian will bring some extra Greenworks goodies with him as well. And, of course, a lot of fine folks from the Salvation Army from right here in Greenville. This is our first stop in a number that we'll be making around the upstate, over in Anderson, Spartanburg, Greenwood. I think that's December the 13th at Fat Daddy's Barbecue in Greenwood. My friend Representative John McCorvey and Chris, the owner there, we're going to have a good time down there. And, again, it's all because we want to show our support for this wonderful organization that's fighting the good fight every single day. The Salvation Army. Joining for a few minutes this morning, Major Andrew Kelly, the area commander of the Greenville Salvation Army. Good morning. Welcome to you.
Good morning, Joey.
Thank you for being here at Tommy's Ham House. You guys do important work, and you're right in the middle of one of the most important times of the year. Now, every day is important to you throughout the year because you do a lot of good every day. But as we see the red kettles out in front of stores and on the street corners. And, of course, we've got one right here. And you hear the bells ringing. And we've already had some people contributing here at Tommy's Ham House. This is a busy time of the year because you raise a good bit of money for these needed programs throughout the year.
That's correct. This is our biggest fundraiser each year is the Red Kettle effort. We have them out about 75 locations around the Tri-County area, Pickens, Oconee, and Greenville counties. And our goal for that area is $450,000 this year. It's important that we raise that money to help people throughout the year with our regular services.
So your organization, you cover Greenville, Pickens, and Oconee. Of course, we have a Salvation Army in Anderson. We have a Salvation Army in Spartanburg, Greenwood, and other counties. We may be headed up to Hendersonville. Louisville as well. So 75 locations or so. Is there still a need for people, for volunteers, for the Red Kettles?
Oh, absolutely. We definitely need volunteers to help us to get the kettles out. After Thanksgiving, we're going to be having more locations around, and we're just barely covering the spots that we have had available before Thanksgiving. So we really need some help getting those kettles out.
Yeah. Let's talk for a minute. Major Andrew Kelly here with me with the Greenville Salvation Army. Let's talk about some of the services and why your organization is so important.
Well, we have shelter available every night of the year and have 143 beds there for women, for children, for men. We have a rehab program for men that we help about 100 men a year, over 100 men a year through that program. We've got rent and utility assistance that we're able to give to keep people in their homes. And all of this is made possible by the generous gifts of people in our community, and the kettles raise the majority of those funds.
And you say the generous people in the community, I mean, you're not, you don't get government funds. I mean, right? You're pretty much supported by just people who put money in the, who respond to the bell, and who, I've got a red kettle right here on our table. You just, and from the faith community.
Basically, that's the case.
Yeah.
We have been getting some funds through United Way before. We continue to get that as well, but we've just experienced, we've just been notified that as of January 1, $90,000 a year that they would support before is going away. So we've got to make that difference up so that we can't. So that we don't have to cut services.
Well, and that's what we're going to try to do as we launch our Red Kettle campaign here on 94.5 The Answer WGTK over the next few weeks. We're going to try to help you make up that $90,000. That's a lot to make up.
Yes, it is. It's going to take quite a bit to make that up.
Yep. 877-235-9405. Just text the keyword GIVE. And I'll send you a quick link. And you can go to teamhudson.org, just directly to teamhudson.org. And better yet, just run by Tommy's this morning, Tommy's Country Ham House, here on Rutherford Street in Greenville. Have a cup of coffee, grab some breakfast, and as you head out, you know, when you see the kettle and hear the bell, drop something in there, whatever you can afford, $25, $50, $100. We do have, Angelo's got, he's with me out here today, and he's got a 60-volt Greenworks power blower that we're going to give away to some lucky person who makes a generous contribution this morning to our Red Kettle campaign. And of course, you can do it online too. If you can't come by and visit us here at Tommy's, just go to teamhudson.org or text GIVE to 877-235-9405. You know, it's amazing. I didn't realize people ate breakfast this early, Major.
Yeah.
I mean, we got here to set up at 5, and the people are already here at Tommy's eating breakfast.
That's really something. But people are hungry, and we, at the Salvation Army, we try to help feed them as well. So.
Yes, and I'm sure. How many meals? Do you have a general idea of how many meals you guys serve?
Well, we serve 3 meals a day in our shelter for those who are there. I don't know what the total amount is.
Probably on some of this information that I have here.
So.
I mean, I know nationwide there. Oh, here it is. 141,000 meals served last year.
Right here, Major, in this
right here in Greenville.
Area.
Yes, in Greenville, Pickens, and Oconee. So, literally serving thousands and thousands here in upstate South Carolina, and of course millions across the country. 877-235-9405. Text GIVE. And I'll send you a quick link so that you can give generously. And again, I'd love to see your smiling face. Come by, grab a cup of coffee, get some breakfast here at Tommy's Ham House, and drop a few dollars in our Red Kettle as we're fighting the good fight here for our Red Kettle campaign on 94.5 The Answer. It's 6:30. Back in a moment here on 94.5 WGTK. So Richard on the Big Rock text line is asking if he has to give his Social Security number if he makes a donation to the Salvation Army. This is, of course, a follow-up from yesterday's conversation. No, Richard, you do not.
Come on, Richard.
You can give generously. Just text GIVE to 877-235-9405, our Big Rock text line, or better yet, just come by Tommy's Ham House here on Rutherford in Greenville, like my friend Howell Clyburn, who is smiling over here in front of me. Good morning, Mr. Clyburn. How are you? Oh, don't let your headset fall off. You don't want to mess your hair up. I understand that. I get that. That's right.
I worked so hard today getting it right.
What a great day it is here at Tommy's Ham House as people are coming in. I didn't realize, and I know you're an early morning person, Howell. I didn't realize that this place was full when we first got here around 5 o'clock. A lot of police officers and state troopers and all. I didn't know people ate breakfast at 5 o'clock in the morning. but you're an early morning person. I mean, you typically, you're up and even, already worked out and everything about this time?
Yeah, I do. I didn't used to be a early morning person. I didn't used to believe that the day started for about noon. But I learned to get up early, and I really enjoy it early in the morning.
Well, and I have learned as well. good to have you, Howell, and appreciate you coming by. And of course, we're here to support Salvation Army today. You know, we live in interesting times because things can get so contentious, and you think about, well, as we sit down and have Thanksgiving dinner with our family tomorrow, do we talk politics? I mean, do we even bring it up? I know some families who say they're not even going to have Thanksgiving dinner because of that. There's some are saying, okay, no politics allowed. What about in the Howell Clyburn and Joan Clyburn household? You guys talk politics over Thanksgiving?
We definitely do, but we're respectful, and for the most part, we're on the same page. But I think it's about the spirit that you come to the table and just the kind of respect that you have for each other. And it's certainly a time of unity and a time for Thanksgiving. And so we wouldn't let anything like that get in the way of that.
And we do have so much to be thankful for. I mean, we have a booming economy. Unemployment is at record lows. And so why wouldn't you be thankful? Even if you don't agree with everything that President Donald Trump does, why wouldn't you be thankful for some of the good things that he has done?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're so fortunate to live in the country and the state that we live in. And there are so many good people. The Salvation Army is just an example of one kind of organization that really does great work for people in need.
Well, and they're an organization who just really, they step up. You know, I've always been a believer that organizations like the Salvation Army, they're better equipped and better suited to do a lot of the things that government sometimes tries to do. And I've just always thought that we're better off putting our money into the Salvation Armies out there, letting them work with people, letting them fill those needs as far as shelter and food and all, rather than having a bunch of bureaucrats doing it.
Right. Yeah, they are really the closest to the families and the closest to the community. And it's really in that kind of local family that you can see the needs and see the type of things that need to occur, because everything is a little different in each family or a little different in each situation. And only the people local, I think, can understand what those differences are and meet the needs where they are.
Yep. All right. So how do you cook your turkey?
Well, I don't do any cooking. I've got to be honest with you.
How does Joan or how does the Clyburn family, I mean, do you prefer it to be baked in the oven, roasted in the oven? Do you like deep fried? What do you like best?
Roasted in the oven is sort of what the Clyburn tradition is. Uh-huh. And I've just sort of found that any kind of turkey is pretty much good turkey, and I will eat too much tomorrow no matter what.
You don't question how it's prepared, huh?
No, that's right. I'm just glad to have it.
My friend Howell Clyburn, thank you for stopping by, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, and thank you for doing this for the Salvation Army. It's a great organization.
Sure thing. Good to see you. And we'd love to see you come by Tommy's Country Ham House as well and make a good donation to the Red Kettle. 800, I forgot their number. I thought I had it in front of me. Our number, 877-235-9405, is the text line where you can text GIVE, 877-235-9405, or go to teamhudson.org, teamhudson.org, give generously. And as I said, better yet, just swing by Tommy's Country Ham House and make a generous contribution as we are ringing the bell. Tommy, you hear the bell ringing there, Tommy?
Yeah, I'm hearing the bell.
That's a real bell. That's a real bell. And now you've got one here too on my button bar. What's that sound like? Ah, that's nice too, Tommy. Regardless, we're ringing the bell. We're kicking off our Red Kettle campaign today here at Tommy's Country Ham House. Love to see you here. Come by, give generously a $25, $50, $100, $1,000, whatever you can give. Somebody's going to get a Greenworks 60-volt power blower. Tommy, how are we going to decide who the winner of that is today?
That's a good question.
You haven't thought this through yet?
biggest donation wins was my thought.
Well, hey, that sounds good to me, too. Somebody who gives a very generous donation today to our Salvation Army Red Kettle will be the proud new owner of this 60-volt Greenworks. You know, I love the Greenworks products. They've made my life so much easier around the house. It's so simple just to put a newly charged battery in the blower or the weed eater or the hedge trimmer, whatever you need, and you don't have to worry about mixing the oil with the gas and all that kind of stuff. So come by, make a generous donation, or just donate online. 877-235-9405. Text the keyword GIVE, and I'll send you a quick link. Or go to teamhudson.org, teamhudson.org. Are you going to be talking politics at the Thanksgiving table? It could get a little hot in the kitchen, and I don't mean because of the oven. We're going to talk a few minutes about what you plan to do. Love to hear from you. Love to hear what you plan to do. A lot of different thoughts there on whether you should even talk politics at your table. Maybe you have that relative that just doesn't agree with anything you say. Or maybe you've got that relative who they get real fired up when you even mention the Republican Party or Donald Trump. Maybe they don't like your MAGA cap. How are you going to handle that particular guest, that particular relative? Lots of ways you can do that. I'm going to share with you here in a few minutes on how, as the host, you might deal with that. And, of course, there's the usual things that we get into on Thanksgiving. And maybe these are the kinds of discussions we should have rather than politics. How do you pronounce, is it pecan or pecan, Tommy? How'd you say it in Southern California?
Well, it didn't matter how that said in Southern California. My granddaddy was born in Elberton, Georgia, and we just said what he said. He said pecan.
Pecan.
Yeah.
So, maybe rather than talking politics, we try to talk a little about how to pronounce whether it's pecan or pecan.
I like
877-235-9405. Up next, we'll get to some more of your comments on the Big Rock Text on how do you cook your turkey. Do you prefer it to be roasted, fried? Maybe you got a big green egg that you're going to smoke it in. Got a good crowd coming in and out of Tommy's Ham House here. Hope to see you as well as we are ringing the bell for the Salvation Army here on 94.5 WGTK. It's 6:45. A lot of text messages coming in on the Big Rock text line. Chief and Lauren says, good morning, Joey. I am of Latino descent, and I'm kind of an instigator, so I was considering wearing my Trump 2020 shirt just to see what my aunts and uncles would say about it. Now, Lewis in Lincolnton, he has a bit of a dilemma here. He says most likely will not be speaking about politics because the family that we would have been speaking about politics with, we're not invited to. I guess we spoke about politics too much. So, now that's interesting. Do you have someone who literally would uninvite you to Thanksgiving because of your political persuasion? 877-235-9405. Your comments are welcome on the Big Rock text line as well. Ricky says, we prefer a smoked turkey. I'm smoking a fresh ham for tomorrow also. Ricky, give me that address again. I lost it. And what time do I need to be there? Glad to have you along on this Wednesday morning before Thanksgiving. Of course, we're at Tommy's Country Ham House here on Rutherford in Greenville. Love for you to come by as we are ringing the bell for the Salvation Army. Go to TeamHudson.org. TeamHudson.org. Give as generously as you can. And at some point later during the show, we're going to have someone who's going to walk out with this Greenworks 60-volt blower that we're going to give away to a special donor this morning. Sitting here across from me is my boss. No, Peggy's not here. This is my real boss, Pat Kelly. Good morning. Now, Pat, you moved down. You joined us a couple months or so ago now from Chicago, right. And we are southernizing you, and you're catching on pretty quick.
I am. It's the food that is really captured my affection for the South here. A lot of butter, a lot of sugar, a lot of everything, and I got to say honestly, I've put a few pounds on since I started here in early August, but I'm having a ball.
And if you want good food, you're in the right place now.
This
Tommy's
place is
Country
spectacular.
Hammer. It is amazing what they do with food here. And all right, so let's talk a minute about turkey. What is your family's tradition with turkey? Is it roasted? Do you guys fry turkey in Chicago?
No, we don't fry turkey. Yes. We cook it outside on the kettle on the Weber kettle grill. We start at about 7 o'clock in the morning and kind of slow it, and I sort of watch the coals and stuff like that. My wife makes the most amazing stuffing and this cheese and onion three layer thing. I can't tell you all the ingredients, but it is absolutely amazing. And one of my favorite things to do is the next day or that next Saturday is the cold turkey making sandwiches with Miracle Whip.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my traditions.
Well, look, as long as she knows what's in there and how to do it, you don't need to know.
I don't need to know. I don't need to know the details. Just serve it up. But, no, I'm blessed to have a wonderful family, and my two daughters are going to be there. So it's just going to be the four of us for Thanksgiving. So I'm quite excited.
Now, will you guys talk politics?
Boy, that's a great question. We all respect the First Amendment, by the way. That's what I tell my daughters all the time.
Yes.
Is that people have opinions that are different to you, but we are in a First Amendment country. I kind of doubt it, to be honest with you, because one's more liberal, one's more conservative. So I would think not. I think one-on-one I might talk some politics with my girls, but not over our Thanksgiving meal.
All right, I got a challenge for you, okay? The daughter who's a little more liberal, okay? I want you to encourage her to download our mobile app. She can just text iPhone or Android to 877-235-9405 and listen to the Morning Answer every morning. Maybe we can persuade her, educate her.
I don't know about that. I think she kind of follows her friends a little bit in terms of what she thinks, but no, she's open to discussion. I'll put it that way.
I gotcha. 877-235-9405. Your comments are welcome. Getting lots of them on the Big Rock text line. Let's go quickly, Pat. Let's take a few calls here.
Oh, sure.
Richard is in Hartwell. Richard, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How do you cook your turkey?
Well, I get requested every year to fry my turkey. And when I get done and it's time to eat, it's like piranhas, they just attack it and it's gone. There's no turkey sandwiches, there's no turkey nothing. It's gone.
It's just gone, huh?
I like the leftovers as much as the actual day itself. I just think it's great.
Well, it had leftovers, but there's nothing left of the turkey.
Because it's so good, Richard, right?
Oh, yeah, always. But as far as discussing politics, I'm wearing my Trump shirt, and I got the perfect way of settling any kind of dispute. I got a set of stock'em boppers.
You got what?
A set of sock'em boppers. You know what that is?
I'm afraid to ask. Tommy, keep your hand on the button, Tommy. All right, Richard, what is it?
It's really a kid's toy. It's like a big blowed up boxing glove.
All right. Well, we don't want to hurt anybody, Richard.
Is that another Southern thing, Joey?
I guess so. We don't want to hurt anybody, Richard. Hey, Richard, happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks for
calling in, man.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by on the Morning Answer and give generously. Go to TeamHudson.org.
Come on by, have some breakfast at Tommy's. It's amazing.
That's right. All right, we're going to go to Mike quickly in Spartanburg. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good morning, sir. Hey, I just want to mention what I'm thankful for. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, let's go.
Hey, as I do a little history, I'm very thankful for the Pilgrims. the Pilgrims had a lot of hardship. And if you remember also, they set up government. They had what they called the Mayflower Compact. It was the document that provided for self-government.
Yep.
And,
yep.
And their new governor...
Go ahead.
And their new governor was William Bradford. And he called for a celebration of faith given to God. And he actually used a biblical example, Deuteronomy chapter 26:10.
Well, and that's the thing, Mike. Appreciate your phone call. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving in Spartanburg. You know, we've had that discussion a lot. Too many times we take God out of the equation. But all right, we're here at Tommy's Ham House. Hope you'll come by, 877-235-9405. Text GIVE or go to teamhudson.org, teamhudson.org.